Boom.
Recording. I'm recording live, but it's actually recorded.
Rob, I got a little thing I want to talk to you about.
What do you got, Mel?
I want to start a new segment on MRAP, and I want it to sort of be a behind-the-scenes thing where people get to know the players, they get to know the things we're working on and the way we're thinking about stuff, and I've come up with a name, and I just want to run it by you. I just want to see what you think of it.
All right, what do you got?
You ready for it? So we're going to be talking about, you know, the people behind the project. We're going to be talking about...
This is like backstage MRAP.
Exactly. Just like backstage. Like you've got the VIP pass and you're going to hear about all the stuff backstage. You ready for the name? Here it is. MRAP's Back Passage.
Wait, it's like a backstage pass, passage, back passage.
Now, you don't think anybody is going to misinterpret that in any way. There's no other meaning that could have. It's like just that it's the passage that you take to go down to the back of sort of the concert to hear all the stuff. So that's going to be cool, right? Back passage?
Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah, it's kind of like the long, narrow hallway that you use to get to the stage. Kind of what we're doing when the lights aren't on us.
Right, exactly. So it can't be misinterpreted. We agree. So that's it.
Back passage.
And you know what's funny, Rob? Already, the people here at the MRAP Central are asking me, what's going to be on this back passage thing, Mel?
Because I'm wondering the exact same thing.
Hey, Mel, Dave and I were just talking.
That's obviously Jess Mason, who you all know, and she's talking about Dave, her husband, who actually also works for MRAP, which is really efficient, although potentially makes for some really boring dinner time conversation. What did you do today? Same thing you did.
And the last email, can you make it a little more clear the distinction between C3 Live and MRAP Live, maybe in the next email newsletter, so that people know that, you know, it's two separate things, but we're still going to keep doing both, and MRAP Live didn't go away. I think it could be clarified just a little bit in the next newsletter you send out.
What are you saying, Jess, that I wasn't exactly clear? So I sent out a newsletter. You know, we sent out these email newsletters to all our subscribers, and it was advertising the next MRAP Live, but we changed the name to C3 Live, and that's where we require some explanation. But let me go back in time to give you a bit of backstory here so that it makes a bit more sense. So MRAP Forever was a pure audio program for 15 years. And I did it from my little home studio, right? And it was great. And then it spawned Essentials. And then it spawned Hippo. And then I decided that I needed to stop doing all that stuff and just go back to doing MRAP and start the nonprofit Fulubu stuff for the rest of the world. So I did that about a year and a half or so ago, something like that. And so as part of building up Hippo and doing MRAP and all of that stuff, we got ourselves a big studio down the road, and it was great for video production and everything. But when I left Hippo to come and just do MRAP again, I decided, well, I don't really need a studio anymore because I'm just going to go back and do what I did before, and that's fine. Except I quickly realized that we've expanding MRAP so much to provide more services. So one of the things I want to do, because I'm not doing Essentials anymore, was to get back some of that interaction that we have with the MRAP subscribers. And how to do that was via doing live streamed events. So go to the studio, live stream an event, have some fun, do some education, wine and cheese, and do some chatting with the live audience. And we started MRAP Live last year, and we did a number of those, and they were really well received. In fact, thousands of people watched each one of those, and we've been improving our production quality and stuff, but I was doing it all in my little tiny studio at my house, and it's just not good enough. It's just not big enough. We can't get the production up and the lighting right. So we've had to rethink, okay, what are we doing here? So going forward in 2017, we're going to be doing even more live events. And so the first thing is we need a new studio. So we're out and about and we're looking for that new studio now. We think we've found something, and I'll tell you more about it on an upcoming back passage in the future, but we think we've found a really great space that'll do everything that we need really, really well. But what's the distinction between C3 Live and MRAP Live? So C3 is that part of MRAP which is for the more basic stuff, the more approaches to patients. So you've got an abdominal pain patient, you want an approach to that, you listen to C3, you listen to us put together how you think about those patients and what tests you might do and the differential diagnosis. So it's pretty basic stuff. And it's turned out, though, that it's great for people that are onboarding, that are new, that are just starting emergency medicine. But there's also people that have been doing emergency medicine a long time that love listening to the show to see how other people do it, right? But it's the more fundamentals. It's more the basics. And then what we have is MRAP, which is the cutting edge stuff. You know, I want to know what's the latest and greatest in how you intubate a patient and what drugs and how you do it. And so that's the MRAP content. Well, it turns out when we do our live shows, we can divide it up in exactly the same way. We can do the more basics, the approaches, the more basics of EKG reading, the fundamentals of radiology and how you approach a patient and the differential diagnosis in a fun live environment and call it C3 Live. And we can also do that for MRAP. Let's get some experts in and talk about the latest, greatest, cutting-edge stuff that you might use on your next shift and the literature, the basis for that, and that's MRAP Live. So that's how we're going to brand it and do it for the rest of the year. So our next live event is a C3 Live event. We're going to do abdominal pain. It's based on this month's C3, which is about abdominal pain in the elderly. And then we're going to follow it up with an MRAP Live after that. So we'll probably do a C3 Live, then an MRAP Live, and a C3 Live, and an MRAP Live. And we'll really ramp up production, particularly when we get into our new studio, which I hope is going to happen very soon. So does that all make sense? You got two live events. They're all fun. They're exciting. Usual players, plus some experts coming in. And we do a C3 version, and we do an MRAP Live version. Does that work for you now, Jess?
Yeah, that makes it much more clear. Okay, perfect. I think people are going to get it now. And for the record, we have awesome dinner conversations, and it's super fun.